Lights out on the hour. It is the hour of the time. Lights out for the purpose of your body, soul, and mind. Across America and around the world, you're listening to the Hour of the Time, the only hour that ever was or ever will be, for during this hour you will decide your future and thus our collective futures. I'm your host, William Cooper. Have you called Swiss America Trading yet? Are you one of the ones who are procrastinating? Are you the person who approaches me after I leave the lectern during my travels across this country to ask me how you can save your assets in the coming economic trauma? Well, if you are and you have not yet called Swiss America Trading, what's holding you up? Does it cost you anything except whatever the phone call is? And folks, it's an 800 number, which means you don't have an excuse. You're going to get something free in return, chock full of information that you need to know. If, and only if, you mention my name, William Cooper, when you call. Now, you all know that we had to leave WWCR and begin broadcasting on WRNO because WWCR was burned to the ground in the early morning hours of April the 4th, 1993. And you will be hearing us back on WWCR this coming Monday the 17th at our same old usual time. But all of this is due to the backing that we have from Swiss America Trading. Without them, you would not be listening to us now, and you probably would not be listening to us very much in the future. They've stuck behind us. They've backed us all the way. They believe in what this show represents. They're people just like us. Call Swiss America Trading. Talk to the experts there, folks. I want you to stand behind them just as they have backed us during these trying times. Swiss America Trading deals in protecting their clients, you, through non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets. You've heard me inform you about the trouble this country is in, both politically and financially, and folks, the time to act is now. Call the experts at Swiss America Trading at 1-800. That's 1-800-289. Show you how to protect yourself. Call 1-800-289-26. That's 1-800-289-26. And folks, mention my name, William Cooper, and they'll send you a free newsletter on protecting your future. By protecting your future, you're keeping the future of this program and freedom for the world alive. Call today, right now, 1-800-46, and you'll be glad that you did. If you are one of those who have been engrossed and have been following our series on the mystery schools, the religion, the ancient religion of Mystery Babylon, you are going to love tonight's program. And once again, it's going to prove that I have been right all along. So stay tuned, folks. Don't go away.
Leave your soul.
Everybody look back in that corner at the far side of the room where it's real dark behind that chair. I'm going to turn on a very, very bright light, and I want you all to watch the cockroaches scatter. For tonight, I'm going to read verbatim to you from a book that we found in a dusty shelf far back in the rear of a used bookstore. That proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that what I've been revealing to you in this segment, the many segments of the series entitled The Mystery Schools on this program, The Hour of the Time, has been not only true, but right on target. And the first time that this information has ever been exposed in its entirety to the people of the world. Now, you had better go to the used bookstores in your cities, and you'd better get there before the cockroaches get there, because I tell you now, they know that we are searching for proof and that we are digging for the evidence that we will use in the future to hang them by their own rope. You need to get there first and buy any and every book that is concerned with any and every secret society, mystery, religion, or cult that you can find. If you don't understand them, And if you don't want to use them to help us expose these people, then send those books to us, because we will put them to the best use. I'm holding in my hand an old, faded, what used to be red, hardbacked, covered book. It's almost orange now because it's faded with age, entitled Fundamental Laws, 68th Convocation. On the front of the cover is some of the symbology of the mystery schools. There is a rope representing the snake eating its own tail, also known as the magic circle. Within this magic circle, there is a triangle, actually three triangles, one within the other. Within the triangles, there is the symbol of the skull and bones. There is the symbol of wings around the world. There's the symbol of the ark, the anchor, and the three letters T-R-Y beneath the three triangles. This is the verbatim written report published in 1916, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm going to read to you from. Fundamental Laws, a report of the 68th Convocation of the Rose Cross Order, giving a resume of the proceedings of the convocation together with most of the lectures that were delivered during this time of the convocation by the several delegates present. Also a report of the work of ancient initiation in the Grove of Osiris as especially prepared for the occasion. Below that is the symbol of a triangle with three stone steps representing the three degrees of initiation. Up on the top step is a cross, in the center of which is a rose. And beneath the triangle, again, the three letters, T-R-Y. This is copyrighted 1916, published by the Philosophical Publishing Company, Allentown, Pennsylvania, for the members of the Rose Cross Order. On the next page is a roll of honor. One of the names here stands out and almost knocked me over when I saw it, for the name is Lars Hansen. Now, it is not the Lars Hansen that we've discussed on this show, and we're going to look into it to find out if this was his father or grandfather or great-grandfather. Could have been either one of the three. But we will find out, believe me. We know that Lars Hansen's parents were members of the Mystery School, and in particular, the Metternich-Stell group, where Lars Hansen was reared. An explanation of the contents of this book, and I'm reading verbatim from the introduction, in explanation. In explanation of the contents of this book, it is to be stated that these articles do not give the inner work of the Rose Cross Order, but simply the outer, the public teachings. Now, you'll remember in the Mystery School series, I taught you about the exoteric and the esoteric. What you're going to get in this book, because they never publish the esoteric anywhere, it's always hidden in symbology, but there are incredible admissions in this book that you will hear in the exoteric. Reading again, verbatim. The Illuminati and its soul science work may be called the child of the Rose Cross Order. Years ago, it was found that where there was one person who desired to follow the work with heart and soul, in other words, who was willing to live the life as taught by the order, there were 100 others who desired teachings from the order, but who were not willing to dedicate their lives to the sublime work. Now, I break from this for a moment to remind you that I have previously stated that the fraternity of Freemasons, the ancient order of the Rose and Cross, the sovereign and military order of the Knights of Malta, the Knights Templars, the Mormon Church, all of these, the Illuminati, the order, the skull and bones, are all the same organization. And what you have just heard is the first admission of that fact. And you are going to hear more as I progress. And remember, I'm reading this right out of their own publication, a hard-bound book published by the Philosophical Society in Allentown, Pennsylvania, specifically for the Rose Cross Order. Continuing. These thousands had to be taken care of, and as a result, the Illuminati and its soul science work was born. When in April, now that's April of 1916, folks, April of 1916, remember that. When in April, the order went forth to the brethren that a sacred convocation was to be held. All delegates were requested to prepare articles on soul science so that regular lecture sessions could be held. The lectures that follow are the result. All these lectures were given in open session and are to be considered as soul science work, though in entire harmony with the teachings of the Rose Cross Order. The work of the Rose Cross Order, as given to its students, can never be published. It is a secret, sacred work between teacher and students. Let me read that again for you. It is a secret, sacred work between teacher and student. It is a soul training, an inner initiation, and such work continues until the student has reached initiation, after which he is called upon to attend a convocation, and at which time the degree work is conferred upon him. But the inner work always precedes the outer work, as the outer work is only a bond binding together the brotherhood. Thus a word in explanation. Many having heard of the great order and its work, and actually knowing nothing of its inner work, have ignorantly or with fraudulent intent established so-called Rose Cross bodies. And these bodies, knowing nothing of the true work of the Rose Cross, have nothing but a ritualistic, initiatory, rite, or degree work. We would refer all seekers to authorities on the Rose Cross and on initiation, and they will then find that the true Rose Cross is actually a school of spirituality with a degree ceremonial initiation as the climax. And this is signed by the Hierophant of the Order. In the preface, early in the summer, instructions were received from the hierarchies to call the inner circle of the Rose Cross Order into session, and thus to fitly celebrate the 68th year of the Rose Cross Order in America. Orders were immediately issued to those who have the privilege of attending this convocation, and on June the 1st, 1916, the convocation was called to order and the preliminary lectures were started. At this convocation, all delegates were instructed to prepare and to deliver articles which should have a bearing on the conditions of the present day and which should be the means of helping humanity. However, because of the limited amount of time at the disposal of those who could attend, only a few were enabled to prepare such lectures, with the results that there were not as many lectures delivered as might have been had the delegates had more time at their disposal. But even so, there were from 2 to 3 lectures each day, and most of these lectures will be found in this present volume, though many of the lectures cannot be given in book form, as they were only delivered as from teacher to those of the inner circle. From the beginning of the month until the day of the 13th, there were lectures in the assembly hall, which had been built in 1910 for the express purpose of holding these yearly convocations. But on the 13th, there were no lectures, as all of the day was required for making the preparations necessary in order that the ancient mysteries might be given to the delegates in a form of symbolism consisting of 3 degrees. I can do no better than to give the article prepared by Grace K. Morey of Buffalo, New York, the secretary of the Rose Cross Sacred College for the Buffalo, New York papers, and which appeared in the Buffalo Express, July 16, 1916. This is entitled, Ancient Mysteries of Egypt Given in an Initiation of 3 Degrees. Pay close attention, folks, for what you're going to hear now confirms much of what I have been revealing to you in the series on the Hour of the Time known as the Mystery Schools. Quoting from the book once again, under the authority of the Rose Cross Order founded in America in 1858, prominent delegates of the order were gathered in the most remarkable conclave held during the last 5,000 years. the publication of whose records now opens to the world the connection of Egypt in her ages of true religion, power, and glory with the mystic seal of the United States, whose heraldic symbolism declaring the mighty destiny of America has until now only been known to a limited number. Not anymore. At Beverly Hall, in the beautiful Tohican Valley, about 4 miles from the town of Quakertown, men and women of all ranks of life and from all parts of the world, high masons and members of the Eastern Star, physicians, teachers, authors, and members of all denominations, inclusive of the Hebrew, all these assembled at the call of the Grand Master of the Rose Cross Order for the 68th convocation. And that should silence the cockroaches who are now scurrying from the light, who say that they are not all one order. They are known as the Brotherhood, the Order, the Ancient Order of the Rose and Cross, the Fraternity of Freemasons, and, of course, those of you who have been listening know the rest. Reading again from the book, some years ago, R. Swinburne Clymer, author of The Philosophy of Fire, Ancient Mystic Oriental Masonry, The Rosicrucians, Their Teachings, Mysteries of Osiris, Soul Science and Immortality, and over 30 other works, bought a mountainous tract of land, and on this was built, quote, Beverly Hall, unquote. An assembly hall, press rooms and libraries and chemical laboratory, which surrounded by orchards, vineyards and rose gardens, set in terraced lawns, presents with its collie kennels and poultry plants a splendid combination of the beautiful and the practical. To this has been added the mystic, for in a secluded and wooded tract of 50 acres of this land, an artificial lake was made from a mountain stream, a throne room erected and other improvements made which would be needed for the initiation of neophytes in the Egyptian mysteries. The convocation was called to order on June 1st in the Assembly Hall, built over 5 years ago for that purpose, and the delivery of a series of lectures upon practical as well as mystical subjects began and continued until the close of the convocation. The delegates and teachers presented the lectures, which were followed by discussions upon the subjects of eugenics, scientific motherhood, code of ethics for the schools and home, spiritual Christianity, that's a joke, personal hygiene, diet and health, sin, authority and individuality, Jacob's ladder, initiation, reincarnation, soul development, the second coming of the Christ, and the mystic significance of the seal of the United States. In the time of Solomon, as in the time of the Egyptian priesthood, no ceremony was ever held unless the circle of Solomon, commonly called the sacred seal of Solomon, had been previously prepared. But since the fall of Egypt and of the Temple of Solomon, this seal has been practically unknown, except to a limited number of students of ancient religions and mysteries. Folks, the seal of Solomon is not the six-pointed star which is on the flag of Israel. It is not the seal of David or the star of David. It is not the seal of Solomon, as you will soon discover. During the first week in June, in the grove, especially prepared for the dramatization of the ancient mysteries of Osiris, the seal of Solomon, often called the Magic Circle, was especially built. And on June 11th, the dedication of the Magic Circle took place in the presence of the delegates of the Rose Cross Order, some of whom were natives of Germany, England, and Russia. This was in accordance with the system as practiced by the ancient priests of Egypt and the Sanhedrin of the Temple of Solomon. On the night of June 13th, the first session of the class, including those of the order taking part in the initiation, assembled in the Grove of Osiris, which was illuminated by electricity from a central powerhouse, especially prepared for the purpose, and the initiation of the ancient mysteries of Egypt in 3 degrees and 6 scenes. All students of the ancient mysteries and religions know that in the Temple of Solomon there were three courts. The outer court for the people being composed of 700 selected teachers and leaders. These were members of the first degree, Illuminati called also seekers, travelers, or soldiers. The middle court, or members of the second degree, were 70 in number and were supposed to be in the hall of meditation and acted as mediators between the people and the inner sanctuary. Above all was the inner court, or circle of the seven priests and the master or high priest, who were the teachers between God and man, mediators between the seen and the unseen. In the Egyptian mysteries, the first court was made up of the royal youth of Egypt and such students from foreign countries as desired to enter the temple and priesthood, and these during probation were often known as, quote, soldiers of the priesthood, unquote. As it was their duty while undergoing the preliminary training and tests to guard the priesthood and its work even to the death. The second class, corresponding to a second degree, were those who had passed this test and who were in the hall of meditation and purification in preparation for the first vows and the dedication of the body, mind, soul, and spirit to God and the service of mankind. The third class, called the third degree, were those who had passed with credit the tests of the first degree, the purification of the second, as well as the various stages of development required of all students in the halls of meditation. In the royal third degree, which took place in the temple, the neophyte received the final instruction. After this came the final test in the beautiful ceremony of the death of the old life, the giving up of the body and its temptations, and the raising of the slain Osiris, our spiritual body, by his faithful spouse Isis, the soul, with the final illumination. On the 15th of June, the first section of the representatives left Beverly Hall for their respective homes, and the second section began to arrive for the preparatory lectures, and on the 19th of June, the ceremonies were repeated so that all might witness the initiation and take part in it so as to become members. So far as can be learned, either through travel or history, never before since the fall of Egypt and its priesthood and the fall of the Temple of Solomon has there ever been a grove, a lake to represent the Nile, a magic circle, or a temple prepared, nor is it believed that anywhere in the world does there today exist such a circle. Nearest to this, however, is Stonehenge of the Druids of Britain, to which their descendants travel each year at a certain time to greet the sun and renew their vows. This is the first time, therefore, in 5,000 years that any order has attempted to build up this sacred emblem under the stately oak so that people of modern civilization might witness the beauties of the life and religion of the ancient people, whose teachings of individual soul development made the glory of Egypt, the lost dreams of all Israel, the teachings of the Magi of Persia, all that was true in India, the splendid philosophy of Greece, the magnificence of the early Romans, the basis of pre-Christian Ireland's great schools, as well as the familiar Holy Grail legends of Britain, Celt, and Gaul. In this light of brotherhood of man and fatherhood of God was founded this great republic foretold by Virgil, upon whose seal is set the Egyptian pyramid, completed by the white stone of spiritual purification as the crown of the ages. It's time for our break, folks. Don't go away, for I'll be right back after this very short pause.